Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Wynn is chasing the ball. Hart rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park three-run home run. It's 3-0 Giants. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spangler for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Nelly Fox now playing third base. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Alou reaches second base with a double. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou moves to third. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lillis moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Lillis moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lanier scores. Perry goes all the way around to score. Davenport moves to second. It's 5-0, Giants. Claude Raymond now pitching. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-1 in the game. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Fox moves to second. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou bunts towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to first for the out. Hart moves to second. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond strikes out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. Spangler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0-for-2 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ken Henderson now playing center field. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bateman out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Owens now pitching. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops it up and throws to first, with Owens covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-3 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Spangler moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 3 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Morgan scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Bill Henry now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Schofield reaches second base with a double. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Alou bunts towards the mound. Owens fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to third. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bond scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lillis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gaines pinch hits for Jim Owens. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.